So did you always have that voice? Have you, because you've got quite a nice gravel to your voice.
I'd say, yeah, it's kind of, from, you know, what people have told me, like smooth but edgy. Yeah, and I've actually never had any professional singing lessons or anything like that. When I was younger, there was an after-school program at the local church. I mean, that's where all the cool kids were going, so I figured, heck, you know, I want to be cool. So I started singing for Jesus, and, you know, I guess that's kind of where I got my start. But that was, like I said, when I was young, and then not until, I guess, my early 20s is when I really started embracing my voice and having the confidence, knowing that, hey, my voice is pretty good. Let's let everyone hear it. Let it shine.
I always think it's great when you're a musician if you play the guitar rather than just being a singer. Not that there's anything wrong with just being a singer, because you can turn up anywhere if you can play the guitar. Not the piano, you can't. This is always good. You can't drag my man, but piano, you, with the guitar, you can just get it on your back. You can play anywhere.
Yeah, it's great. You know, I find myself getting invited to a lot of bonfires, parties, camping trips, you know.
How difficult is it to make a living as a musician?
I'd say it's not easy. Then again, if you play guitar and you sing and you have a wide range of variety of covers and songs that you enjoy that you can play, you can make a pretty nice living, and that's what I do back home. Sapphire Road is more of a hobby, I'd like to say, as we were discussing earlier. You know, I'd like to, you know, take it to the next level, but I guess that's just with fate, and we'll see if that's destiny or not. That's the route I'm going to be going down. Back home, a couple times a week, I play at high-end restaurants, and I'll just play, you know, hits of the past, songs like Johnny Cash, and if you guys check out my album, In Harmony, songs like those, Unchained Melody, The Carpenters, The Ronettes, you know, I guess that's how I make my living, is, playing and gigging. In the summertime, I actually work as a lifesaver. So I guess I have the best of both worlds. I have my, you know, action-packed day job, you know, where I'm running down the beach in slow motion to the Baywatch theme song.
Yep.
And then by night, you know, I'm playing the Baywatch theme song. So it's a lot of fun.
What music did you grow up listening to, and what's influenced you in your style?
I've listened to a lot of the oldies, so, you know, hits of the past. 1950s, 1960s. Grew up listening to old country western like Johnny Cash, Merle Haggard, Bobby Bear, Susan Ray. And I actually is a massive David Hasselhoff and Spice Girls fan. People always think I'm joking when I tell them I'm a massive David Hasselhoff fan. And I mean, I'm dead serious. Great singer. Yeah.
Big hits over in Germany.
Absolutely.
Massive, yeah.
I guess he had that one. Big hit, Looking for Freedom, you know, standing up on the Berlin Wall, you know, singing to the people. He has so many cuts that I just love. Those are just various ones off of his albums. I have about 10 of them.
Yeah. You see, what you need to do with Emma Bunton is you need to wait outside the radio station, because eventually they have to leave.
Yeah.
You see, that's when you get them. I do sound like a big stalker now, don't I? I don't actually do this myself.
You could be my accomplice, yeah.
So Sapphire Road, you've got a new album coming out on the 14th of February. It's called Is This Cinema? Can you just tell us about the guys who are in the band with you?
Sure. So the lead guitarist is Mike Kenny, and he and I guess we can take credit for being the leaders of the band. We do a lot of the songwriting, composition, and just, you know, all the dirty work and behind the scenes type stuff. Stefan Makarich, he's playing synthesizer and keys and drums on this album. And he also produced the album as well. Cameron Dulcimer, he's laying it down on the bass. And he actually is just moving to Washington State. I think that's two states above California. A little bit cheaper up there. Orange County, it's not the most affordable place. So he's going to be leaving the band.
Does he know? We're not just told him, have we? He's aware
Surprise,
of that.
Surprise, Cameron,
yeah.
You're out of the band. Yeah, he's aware of that.
Yep.
We're actually kind of in a state of reevaluation at the moment. So, you know, we're just going to get this album out, get that to the people, to the community. You know, what's the next step for Sapphire Road this year?
And how many tracks are on the album?
There's 5 tracks. Yeah, all songs that I've written from past experiences, you know, being in love, heartache, being stung, a little bit of everything. So I hope that everyone can relate a little bit and enjoy it.
There is style running through the whole album, or are all the tracks different?
There's a little bit of a style, but they're both, I mean, all five tracks are unique and different in their own way.
Mm.
Our single Sunbeam, which you guys will hear a little bit later on, that's kind of really like straightforward and driving. And then we have a song called Renegade, which I wrote while I was driving through the desert. So it's kind of has this, I don't know how, like kind of Western feel to it.
Mm.
And then there's a love song called I'm Ready When You Say, which is kind of dreamy and very fluid. I don't know. You guys will just have to listen to it. Tell me what you think.